It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you give your mom an orgasm?
Oh,
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This one person said they found liquor bottles hidden in liquor balls.
This is Marconi Award-winning.
Lands in Greenville, Texas, like 8 minutes later because smoke filled the cock.
Don't stop.
Once again, that is a two-syllable word. It's cockpit. What?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
That's not what you said.
I know. I said smoke.
Don't stop there.
It's. I'm sorry.
How would smoke fill one of those?
I don't know.
On the little ticket.
All right, it's e-break time. It's brought to us by
Those
service
were all
experts.
Doctored. That was all AI generated.
No, that is panic broadcasting at its best. Right
I don't
there.
Mess up on the air.
Service experts and advanced hair restoration bring us the e-break. We give you three candidates, then you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Okay, the theme this week is funny noises, and then just a word slip that's really odd. Candidate number one comes to us from the hard line. It's Dave. Davey Lane. And there's one drop that always cracks me up. It's the Dave laugh of a few years ago, I think. It's almost like a... What a clown laugh that is. One more time. Every time I hear that, I laugh. I think that's a really funny drop. Well, Dave this week introduced a... new laugh that stopped down his show.
Okay, last thing really quick.
But that she's really hot.
But that was like the Channel 4, though.
Yes, it was.
The Jeff Curley one.
Yeah.
Would you sleep with Heather Locklear for $1 million? I'm like, that's not a good hypothetical.
Yeah, we used to get really mad at Jeff Curley on The Rant because we invented hypotheticals, and then he stole them, but then he made them stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Like
there were no consequences to his hypothetical.
For $1 million, yeah. Pamela Anderson, what?
Really quick, I'm sorry we're late, but does the name Bob Lovell or Lavelle ring a bell?
No.
Well, I'll tell you who he is in a second. You'll know immediately.
Is he that MMA guy with a little stripe on his
head? No, he was ordered this week.
You know,
what?
Chuck Liddell?
Yeah.
It's just... Go ahead, Dave.
He was ordered this week to pay five
what
points...
What was that laugh?
I don't know.
I think it's the second time he's had that laugh today, too.
He's debuting a new laugh today. I'm feeling sick, and it's just weird.
Listen to this bird call laugh for Dave.
Golly.
That is a crazy laugh. All right, one more time in context.
Really, really quick. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry
we're late, but does the name Bob Lovell or Lavelle ring a bell?
No.
Well, I'll tell you who he is in a second. You'll know immediately.
Is he that MMA guy with a little stripe on his
no,
head?
No, he was ordered this week.
You know,
what?
Chuck Liddell?
Yeah.
It's just... Go ahead, Dave.
He was ordered this week to pay five
what
points.
What was that laugh?
I don't know.
I think it's the second time he's had that laugh today, too.
He's debuting a new laugh today. I'm feeling sick, and it's just weird.
All right, there's
it sounds
Dave.
Like a drop that's played in the middle of it.
I know.
I didn't think it was
so
really
strange.
Him at first.
All right, there's Dave, candidate number one. Candidate number two, speaking of funny noises, during White Elephant Day, we're working 3 to 7. I'm on this crew with Travis and Lando and Bob. And Bob, right in front of her eyes, turned into Daffy Duck just for a second.
There is truly no doubt who the best player was. Travis, we thank you. We thank you for that. So, at 6:15, we do have the stupid P1 tricks. And if you're out here and you're ready to perform with some audible talent that we think Whoa. Might put you in the running. I don't know what just happened there.
That was very Norm feet.
It was for feet. Seek out Daddy, and he will be the quality control.
He's
so.
Not hard to find because he will talk to you. Yes.
What was that? I don't know. Let's hear this isolated. It's very Daffy Duck-like. Oh, stand by.
There is truly no doubt who the best player was. Travis, we thank you. We thank you for that. So, at 6:15, we do have the stupid P1 tricks. And if you're out here and you're ready to perform with some audible talent that we think might put you in the running. I don't know what just happened there.
That was very Norm feet.
It was for feet. Seek out Daddy, and he will be the quality control.
He's not hard to find because he will talk to you.
Yes. Boy, I love Bob's reaction, too.
I don't know what happened there.
What happened there?
Think.
One more.
Play it again.
Think.
Oh, man, that's great. Way to go, Bob. You're candidate number two. And then candidate number three from the Morning Musers is me. I was trying to say boarding, and this is just a really strange way to say boarding. Make your plans now with American Airlines and go to AA.com and sign up to be an Advantage member. Earn miles every time you fly with hundreds of partners. There's all sorts of benefits, including early boarding, and preferred seats. All with American Airlines. Go to AA.com and travel your way. I cracked myself up there.
I love it when people call out themselves.
Early birdie. All right, one more. Make your plans now with American Airlines and go to AA.com and sign up to be an Advantage member. Earn miles every time you fly with hundreds of partners. There's all sorts of benefits, including early boarding, and preferred seats. All with American Airlines. Go to AA.com and travel your way. All right. So is it Dave's new funny laugh? Is it Bob turning into Daffy Duck? Or me, early birding? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, give me Bob's mouth queef.
Okay. Let's not call it that.
It.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on AM radio?
Yep.
Am I on FM radio?
And the stream.
And also internet streaming radio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me number three.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hello, good morning, Joe.
Oh, my gosh, it's Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
Well, I was just hoping you would call.
Same thing.
Oh, very good hope. Once again, very good hope. Well, I hope you guys are getting ready for a long vacation.
Yeah, we are.
I wish you a very merry, and I think today I'm going to vote for...
That's Davey, okay.
For Dave, okay.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, Brady Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, wait a second. I think I know who this is. Parade, I think this is Coco, isn't it?
Even though hardline humans, Bob Gordy et al., put him in great apartment in Sky yesterday, recent pass-away person still had seasonal 10 by 10 cell here in lower heaven.
Okay.
Okay.
With all that being pre-said, Coco consult Tom Hicks for vote today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And just like Steve Jobs find out, Mr. Hicks not able to bring all his very rich money cash down here with him.
Okay.
Very rich money cash.
Coco and Tom Hicks vote for Sylvester Daffy Duck Bob.
Yeah, Sylvester the cat is the other voice he sounds like. Okay, Coco.
He's my new favorite caller.
For calling.
Love Coco.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Craig?
Yes.
Gordon, I would like to invite you two, but only you two, not George, to a very well-to-do Christmas party I'm hosting. I've also invited Daryl Razor Ray.
That's fine. That's fair.
That's right. George got invited to a very well-to-do party, and we didn't.
Hey, it's all who you know.
And I made plans to be an Advantage man and vote for the train wreck that was number three.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, sir. This is Cruz in Lido. Me and Coach Jimmy B would like to vote for Davey's new laugh. And shout out to Santa's big old hog.
Okay. Jeez. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Yeah, I don't want no Bob or no George on my front porch. Hey, give me number one.
Okay, thanks. Hello, you're on the Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, it's Muffin the Bear, guys. How y'all doing? Merry Christmas.
Hey, Muffin. What's up?
Man, I'm going to miss the hell out of you guys for the, I don't know, like 3 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
We're glad you're tuning in, though, Muffin.
I know. Man, last week I was out for like a week, and I wasn't taking a shower and washing my feet very good. Mm. And so I ended up with athlete's feet.
All right. Thank you, Muffin, for calling
Muffin
in.
Muffin wasn't washing his feet very good.
Hi. You're on the Ticket. Who wins?
This is Elvis Andrews, de Eido, Total American League All Star, y Texas Ranger, Alape, Inductee. I vote number one.
Is that the first time Elvis Andrews is called?
So. Yes. I think so. Thank you, Elvis. Man, this is quite a parade of characters this morning. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the E break?
Hey, what were the choices again?
Okay, not you.
You need to learn to die.
Don't say that right before Christmas. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins? Olo?
Is the answer Greg Nettles and Chris Chambliss?
Nope. No, I'm sorry, but thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guy.
Hey.
The choices are great this week, so I'm going to give my pick to the P1.
What?
He's giving his pick to the other P1s.
Okay.
Giving his vote, I guess, to the other P1s.
He's drunk. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I would like to vote for the most perfect e-break ever. I'm not even going to lie. It might be the most brilliant. It's the one with the birdie. As you know, I love to play the golf.
That's supposed to be Trump?
I guess
wow.
So.
Wow.
Trump with a cold, I think. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Davey Lane.
Really, really quick. I'm sorry. Sorry we're late. But does the name Bob Lovell or Lavelle ring a bell?
No.
Well, I'll tell you who he is in a second. You'll know immediately.
Is that MMA guy with a little stripe on his head?
No, he was ordered this week.
You know,
what?
Chuck Liddell?
Yeah.
It's just. Go ahead, Dave.
He was ordered this week to pay 5 points.
What was that laugh?
I don't know.
I think it's the second time he's had that laugh today, too.
I'm feeling sick, and it's just weird.
All right, Dave has clown laugh and now bird laugh, and how many e-breaks?
He now has 24 e-breaks. While he is well behind Norm at 115, he is now only 11 behind Johnny E-Break, Craig Rosengarten.
Okay. Whoa. Decent race there.